101.5 FM, 720 AM. KDON, the talk of Las Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
One full hour of wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's bring on the tag team of Andrew Fish Fane, Joe DeFalco, and your host, Mark Hoke.
Alrighty, everybody.
I'm turning heel this Sunday.
I'm turning heel, too.
I'm going to turn on my tag team partner, sort of like Seth Rollins did on The Shield.
Oh, my.
So does that make me the baby face?
It does. It makes you Jon Moxley or Dean Ambrose. Take your pick.
Oh, okay.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mark Hoke Show. I'm Mark Hoke. Hi, Vegas. What's going on?
Happy Sunday.
You betcha. You betcha. As we wake up on the dawning of a new world champion in AEW, we'll get to talk a little bit about that. But, of course, coming up in a little while, very excited.
Five times.
You are just on that.
Well, why'd you say it six times?
Don't count.
Good work, Fish.
I actually have no idea. I didn't know you said it a lot.
that's why we love you, Joe, because you're brilliant like that.
Oh, man.
I feel like I had this conversation like last night or something.
You might have. Booker T joining us on the show here in a little while. We look forward to having the two-time WWE Hall of Famer joining us. And of course, I'm Mark Hoke, along with the boys here. Well, not exactly like, not like Dalton Castle's boys.
No, definitely not.
But I will say, I think there was actually bigger news than Adam Page winning the title last night.
Yeah, John Lindquist mentioning my name on the intro.
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, it was the new addition to AEW.
Yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. If I could introduce you guys, you know, then we can get started talking about things.
He keeps butting in, and I have to retort.
I'm just so excited.
Dear God. Stop.
Joe's on the line.
Time.
Man.
Time. We got to give me a 4-second count on the break. Andrew Fish Fane.
Hello.
Jeez, of course, with Fish and Chips, host of SportsX Radio on Mondays, filling in for Ken Thompson on the K-Dawn here. And, of course, from future stars of wrestling, Joe DeFalco. What's
yes,
up, fellas?
I'm excited. I'm pitching the name of the Booker T Show, that we do a joint show where reality meets the future, brother.
Wow.
Ooh, I like that.
I've been thinking about that for a few days, actually.
I'm also very much looking excited to your upcoming show on the 27th, I believe it is.
Yes, it's going to be huge.
The main event just looks absolutely incredible.
You know, we got Hammerstone defending against another former FSW heavyweight champion, former AEW star, now just currently on Dark, but Brian Cage. So, yeah, if he's on Dark. So we're going to utilize him to the fullest and, you know, try to make him the star that we made him, you know, a few years back. But we also got, you know, Tom Lawler, former UFC superstar, you know, in a knockout or submissions match with one of the toughest guys I've ever met, Graves, jiu-jitsu champion, former FSW every champion. And, you know, it's just loaded. Chris Bay is in a steel cage against his nemesis, Ice Williams, for the No Limits title. And the Nevada State title's on the line. The women's title's on the line. You know, a slot on the Mark Hoke Show's on the line. We got it all.
Wow. I didn't know I was
involved. Wait. Whose slot?
Well, not mine.
You know, I'm going. I didn't know I was in a match. Gonna have to get my singlet out.
Oh, good Lord, no.
I wrestled in high school.
Like I said, oh, good Lord, no.
Man, it's going to be like a 1920s match on that one, man. It's going to be headlocks and firemen's carries all over the place.
No escape. Chaos in the cage.
In a cage, yeah. Too. Oh, this could hurt.
It almost became lockdown because the setup at the facility, we almost had to make every match in the cage. Like, imagine going to WrestleMania and, like, Tito Santana against Duke the Dumpster Drosy was in a cage.
And back then, it would be that big, ugly blue steel cage they had.
Oh, don't. Yeah. Speaking of that, I
just threw out the name Tito Santana. His daughter's actually training with us.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is very awesome.
You know, I'm good at throwing out as much names as possible. You know what
I mean? Yeah, you are. Well, before Booker T calls on, he should be coming on in a few minutes. And we're probably going to take a commercial break early just to give Booker all the time we can. Last night, AEW Full Gear. Obviously, probably the two big stories coming out of there. Real quick first, Jay Lethal, the ROH former champion and kind of stalwart of Ring of Honor. Well, he popped up. He is all elite now, guys. What do you think Jay Lethal showing up last night?
You know, making moves. They heard that he was negotiating with Future Stars of Wrestling, and all of a sudden they poach him. I'm not too happy with it.
I think they kind of had to. They were worried because, you know, if you grabbed him, it was over. But,
you know, geez, you know, we're talking about, you know, major announcements, you know, TikTok, Doomsday, Davey Richards, talking to the Briscoes. It's like it's a free-for-all with all the great talent out there. So, like, bring in some guys and try to make some dream matches that have never happened before. But Jay Lethal is awesome, you know, and here's a guy who's going to have a great, you know, I want to see him at Danielson.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun seeing some potential matchups for Jay Lethal as, you know, he gets back in the big time on TV. And
the one thing I thought was interesting about it was that he is not going to appear at a Ring of Honor final battle. He's not going to be in the December pay-per-view for Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
they gave him his release because he requested it versus having his contract run out. And it's true, it was a symbiotic relationship between the two, but not having him at that pay-per-view for Ring of Honor is going to hurt them.
Well, I have some inside info on that I found out recently that at the last ROH TV tapings, Jay Lethal was not a part of it.
Wow.
So that's why he probably was, there was probably no setup even for him to have a match.
That is interesting. So, yeah, that'll be.
I got made aware of that this week, actually, talking to somebody else from Ring of Honor.
According to Lethal.
Name drop, talking to somebody else from Ring of Honor.
according to Lethal, he only spoke with Tony Khan starting earlier this week, and it all came together very quickly. Met Tony Khan Saturday for the first time and was signed.
Oh, I believe it. Those guys move fast, you know. Everything kind of came down, and, you know, that was the first bullet. It's like, so is he going to go to NXT? Nope, probably too old for that. Are they going to bring him into the main roster with 300 other guys? And even though AEW's got a ton of guys, Jay Lethal's got that super indie name and a lot of respect over the years. You know, if they need some comedy, he could do the Macho Man gimmick. He can do Ric Flair, and they won't get canceled because, you know, it's somebody else doing Ric Flair.
Yeah.
So he should be all right.
Absolutely. And, of course, last night, Hangman Adam Page winning the AEW World Championship.
Surprising.
The three of us had speculated they may put it off, but they stuck with it, and the Hangman is now the champ.
And I thought it was very interesting how they utilized the Young Bucks or didn't, as the case may be, in that match as well.
Yeah, this is going to get a little hairy, of course, with Kyle O'Reilly possibly his contract up, and he could be headed to reunite the Undisputed Era.
You mean he doesn't want to re-sign with NXT either? And Kevin Owens will be there. Like, again, how many more guys are they going to add? You know they got Fish, so they're going to get O'Reilly, and then they're going to get Owens, and now they got Lethal. Now who's to say they don't get the Briscoes? Who's to say they don't get Shane Taylor? Kenny King, you know what I mean? It's like all those guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get a huge payday, it seems like, with AEW. You get paid well whether you're on the main show or not.
Absolutely, and Sami Zayn's contract is up soon thereafter, I think like in March or April of 2022.
That's a whole part of that PWG crew, so all those guys are boys.
Oh, absolutely, and it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, but we've talked about it before. There's only so much room you can have on the roster. There's only so many spots you can feature. At some point, they got to say, we can't feature all these guys.
Well, yeah, it was good to see Scorpio Sky was still on the roster. I kind of forgot.
Yeah, I mean, how does a wrestler's ego handle all of a sudden he comes in thinking he's the guy, and then seven other guys are brought in, so he's no longer the guy?
Thankfully, in wrestling, there's a giant paycheck for those guys. So those guys, especially the ones who signed early, they got great deals. And now it was like they had great deals knowing they probably were going to work once or twice a week if they were lucky. Now they still don't tour. They do a pay-per-view and they do a weekly taping that they pounce into, you know, 2-3 days and they bang it out.
Now, is that part of the appeal of an AEW over a WWE where you have to be on the road?
Well, no. But the other appeal is it seems to be more fun. And it seems to have, you know, your opportunity to kind of do your own thing. And as Tony Khan seems to be a much bigger fan of the style of wrestling that those guys are doing compared to Vince McMahon, he did that. That's not his style. That's not what he's into. So in AEW, you guys got the opportunity to go in there and kind of do your thing. You know, people, you know, they get to work that Japanese style and, you know, you can go 20 minutes in a match and it's not a big deal.
All right. And guys, we're going to head to commercial break. And when we come back, oh, baby.
Five times.
This is going to be fun. Reality of Wrestling coming to Vegas. And this guy's bringing the show. Booker T coming on at you here on the Mark Hoke Show on KDWN, 101.5 FM, 720 AM. Stick around. We will be right back.
KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
All right. Man, I'll tell you what. Sunday morning just got a little peppier here in Las Vegas, fellas. Would you agree?
Oh, tremendously.
Thank you. Fish is over there sleeping, too.
No, I'm just excited to get this going.
Wow, you're a mark. We all know that.
Of course I am. Come on.
You're a mark. I'm a mark, too, but I'm definitely a mark for this guy.
Who wouldn't be?
One of, you know, just simply put, one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time.
Without a doubt.
5-time world champ, 2-time WWE Hall of Famer, and he's coming to Vegas, everybody. If you haven't been paying attention, there's a lot going on here in the wrestling scene in Las Vegas. And, of course, Reality of Wrestling is going to be down at the MGM Grand Ballroom coming up on the 19th. And we are very excited to welcome this gentleman on the show, Booker T. How you doing, sir? Thank you for being on the show.
What's going on, guys?
Wow.
It's early in the age, man. It's a beautiful day, and I'm getting ready to get out on the golf course in a little while just to ease my mind and clear my mind just for a second, just coming off another Reality of Wrestling show just last night here in Texas City. So, man, we getting geared up to head to Vegas in just a couple of days. So, man, we're excited.
How's the golf game going, by the way? I've seen your swing.
Man, I was in the PGA Houston Open Pro-Am just last week, and I played pretty good. I'm waiting on my new set of Callaways to come to the house, and hopefully they'll help me bring the scores down a couple. But I love the game, man. I've been playing for about 15 years. I started late, and I got the bug, man. Like I said, I got every training tool in the world. Don't seem to work, but I still keep coming back.
Well, we are very excited to have you come out to Vegas. We've got to bring the golf clubs, man. There's some great courses
out
here.
I am, man. It's going to be like 77 degree weather in Vegas this week. So I'm definitely thinking about bringing the sticks.
So
I'm ready. It's been a while, but I'm ready.
All right. You better bring your A game.
Wow. I want to video that. Joe DeFalco against Booker T on the golf course.
Oh,
yeah. Top billing on the Reality of Wrestling Future Star Show. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, we film everything.
Oh, man.
At Reality of Wrestling. So somebody will see it.
Oh, somebody hit somebody with a golf club next Friday night. That is not going to be good. Hopefully it'll be Disco Inferno. I think everybody could live with that. For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Booker, what convinced you to bring Reality of Wrestling out to Las Vegas? You know, obviously you've been promoting in Houston for a very long time. What was the decision for one night in Vegas?
You know, when the opportunity knocks, man, you gotta, jump on it. And I always say preparation is the only luck you're ever gonna have. At Reality of Wrestling, we've been preparing for about 17 years to do something big. We never knew what it was. Of course, we, a Texas-based company, and we do, all of our shows here in Texas. But now, since we're in about 50 different markets, we say, man, I think it's time to step out a little bit. Vegas is one of our markets. You can see Reality of Wrestling on Right Now TV. If you got a Roku TV, all you got to do is just, search it, and it will come up, and you can check it out. So we say, hey, let's let the world see Reality of Wrestling. I've had a lot of students that's, got a chance to make it to the next level. One of my students, Chase, just made his NXT debut just last week. And, he's a kid that just came through the school, went through the training, went and got a tryout. Boom, next thing, he's on NXT. Going to be a big star one day. And we want to show the world, if you want to get into this business, Reality of Wrestling is the place. And to showcase some of the best talent, what better place to do it in Las Vegas? MGM Grand, there again, another opportunity that came, and we could not pass up on it. We jumped on it. We say, let's do it and do it as big as we possibly can and show the world what Reality of Wrestling is all about. Let them judge, what it is. And like I said, so many young people out there that want to, find their way into this business that really don't know how. A lot of them, go through a lot of channels that, they just, spend a lot of money, and next thing you know, they're 5 years in and hadn't learned a whole lot. At Reality of Wrestling, we teach the young guys the what not to do's and how to make it to that next level. And we're going to showcase it in Vegas in less than 8 days, so I'm pretty excited.
When you see one of your graduates or one of your students making it to the big time, making it to NXT, how proud does that make you as the guy who got them into the business to begin with and brought them along?
I try never to take the credit. I'm proud of these guys, but every one of them that make it to that next level, they put in the work. They did it all. The Ember Moons, the Zeta Ramirez, the Maces of the world, my kid Chase, who just, like I said, made his debut. These guys, the Usos, those guys, they put in the work to get there. And I'm just, I'm proud of them. But I feel like I got so many more that's looking to get to that next level. And I cannot stop thinking about the work we got to put in at Reality of Wrestling to make that happen.
Well, one thing that I'm curious about it. I coached volleyball for 20 years and did okay. So I understand that mentoring thing and how exciting it is to see people succeed. What is it that makes somebody have that opportunity that when they walk in the door and you see them, start training, what are you looking for? What do you think stands out for a student that you say, this guy's got a shot? And certainly I know Joe does his training at Future Stars of Wrestling too, so you guys can both kind of answer that question. But what do you think makes a great student?
There again, you just said it. What makes a great student? A student of the game. Okay? And that means taking it as serious as you possibly can. Trying to learn as much as you possibly can about what it takes to work at a certain level, studying the psychology of the fan. So I try to look for guys that's smart. They don't have to be the best athlete in the world to be smart and know how to go out and make a crowd move, just like actors, all actors, none of them look the same, but, they're a lot of, great actors, Tom Cruise, Denzel Washington's of the world. These guys are great and they do it in their own way. I teach, there's no wrong way of doing it as long as you do it right. And if I could get that guy to, find that mentality to go there, man, we're on to something.
With AEW and TNA, and of course the WWE, and as big as they are, has there ever been a better time in wrestling to try to break into the business? So, because you have a larger goal, more areas for you to shoot up to become the star you want to become.
No, I mean, the wrestling business right now is hot as it's ever been. Even when I was in, you know, my prime and, you know, my career, the wrestling business is hotter now for a young wrestler trying to get in. But at the same time, it's so many young guys trying to get into this business. That's why it's so important to be trained properly. So you won't be, you know, just making those circles, going around in circles like a dog chasing his tail, trying to figure out, man, what do I need to do? Take the most direct route. Get the training, get the knowledge, go do a tryout. Let them tell you if you're good enough or what you need to work on, and go back to the drawing board, get back in the gym and work on those things, and hopefully try to make your way back, because this business right now, it is a cycle, and so many organizations are popping up all over the place. Some of them, guys who've never been in the business before running shows, so you got to know how to pick and choose, what shows you're going to, do, what companies you're going to be a part of, what groups you're going to, want to mingle with in order to make it to that next level. But like you just said, it is as hot as it's ever been. Right now, and that's my reality of wrestling. We try to stay in our zone. We're like the AAA of professional wrestling. We don't want to be TNA. We don't want to be AEW. We don't want to be the WWE. We want to be that place where you go to, get polished up, learn TV, know exactly what it means to work on time. And then, you want to make it to that next level, this is the stop, reality of wrestling.
And, of course, we are on the Mark Hoke Show with Booker T., one of the great legends in professional wrestling, one of my personal favorites as well. I use that 5-time thing all the time. I've been doing it. Seriously, I have a friend that was won multiple World Series of poker bracelets. And when I was doing my poker show, I would always go like the 3-time. I mean, it's iconic. It's amazing, but of course,
and you need to tell him your spinner Rooney is almost as good as his. I gotta see it.
maybe back in 1989, I had a spinner Rooney. Now it's just like a flopper Rooney, and it's just,
yeah, right,
horrendous. Horrendous. But of course,
ask me to do the spin-a-rooney these days, man. I tell everybody, they say, man, can you still do the spin-a-rooney? I say, yeah, if you want to see it, it's about a 3-hour wait for me to warm up. Hopefully, they'll be gone by then.
That's awesome. And of course, Booker T is going to be in town on Friday, November 19th, with Reality of Wrestling at the MGM Grand Conference Center Premier Ballroom. Bell time at 7:00. Of course, we got a meet and greet at 6 with Booker T, Boogeyman, and Disco Inferno are going to be there. So this is going to be an exciting night for that. One thing, Booker, that when I was thinking about what I wanted to ask you, the time that you broke in, you were in WCW with so many big names. Now, you've got Hogan and Flair and Sting and all these guys in the locker room, but somehow you managed to come through. What clicked for you, and how did you get to that point where you were able to make your star shine like that amongst all these all-time greats?
Well, I always stayed on my own little island. I believed in myself. I remember one time Kevin Nash came to me and he said, "Hey, man, hey, bro." No, that's what he said. "Hey, bro, we need some color in the NWO."
Oh, man.
And I say, and I told him, "I appreciate it, bro. I say, but I'm a solo act. I work alone. And I always was willing to bank on my talent. I always knew how good I was. I always knew I could work with anybody in the world. And one thing I must say about WCW, they put me in a position to win. I must say, a guy like Eric Bischoff, he protected me because, he saw my talent. And I was just lucky to have some people on my side at the same time. Sometimes you need a little bit of luck And that happened for me. You know, winning the world championship, you know, it just happened to be one person in one by his ear. And everybody's ear, like Vince Russo, saying, hey, man, this is the guy you need to go with. You know, a lot of people talk about the mistakes Vince Russo made, but that was one great mistake that he made, making me a champion. You know, so.
Oh, man.
No, seriously. So I always look at things being in the right place at the right time. But if you got talent, if you believe in yourself, you can make it. And I'm proof of that. I really am, you know, and, going to WWE, it wasn't a day that I didn't think I was going to be there and have a career there. I didn't think I was going to be there this long or anything like that. But, I've always been, talent as well as I got to say, you could be great at what you do. And nobody likes you. You won't be around very long. So you could just be good at what you do. And, if people like you, you'll be around forever. And if you use that philosophy, you'll go a long way.
When you were teaming with your brother to win the tag team championship, and then you won the WCW World Championship, you had become a superstar. But when you became King Booker, that really elevated you to the next level. Did you see that role as being King Booker, being the thing that was going to take you to legend status?
It's there again. That's just something that dropped into my lap. It wasn't something that I had wished to ever become King of the Ring or anything like that. I just always called my wife my queen. They thought it was a great idea to make me king, but I thought having the role was there again, something like a blank canvas, and I can make it whatever I wanted it to be. But more importantly, I wanted it to be whenever you thought about the King of the Ring, forevermore, the first king that you would think about was King Booker, and how he changed the game, how he made that role something very, very special and memorable to where when you think about it, you go, you just feel good inside, you know. I knew exactly what I was doing, but the king could have been an asterisk on my career as well if I wouldn't have done it right. So I've always thought about how to, you know, win at the end of the day and knowing what wrestling is. I've always been able to laugh at myself. I've always been able to make fun of myself. But I've always had a serious edge at the same time. And I think that's what made King Booker work more than anything, because he was a humble king. He was a noble king. And then he was a fearless king. At the same time, you know, so I had a lot of movies running around in my head when I was playing that role.
You did it brilliantly, but there's now a new King of the Ring in King Xavier. How do you think he's going to live up to the legacy of King Booker?
I just think his role will be remembered, you know, just differently as mine than mine, because, you know, I had a whole lot of props. You know, I had my queen, you know, I had Regal, I had Finley, I had Hornswoggle at certain times, and, you know, he has Kofi.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different, as well as, you know, we just saw this weekend the king got beat down real bad by Roman. You know, I had no one to stand in my way when I was ruling the SmackDown Kingdom. Batista, I vanquished him. Bobby Lashley, I vanquished him. You know, Cena, I vanquished them all. You know, my run was over.
Well, it's interesting you bring some of those guys up, because you know, the Roman Reigns run has been unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
And certainly we're seeing, you know, guys like Xavier Woods getting a shot, you know, Big E winning the championship. How do you feel about the current state of WWE and where things are right now?
You know, when you look at it, you know, from, you know, that point of view right there, you say it's a positive thing. I look at this business totally different than, you know, a lot of people looking at it from the outside looking in. I remember when I first when I was first watching WCW when I was in the Global Wrestling Federation, and I was watching WWE as well. But I was watching WCW the most, because that was the place that I thought I could actually go to before WWF. And I remember seeing Too Cold Scorpio working with Tony Atlas. Mm. And I saw Too Cold Scorpio do that move off the top rope, and boom, he landed it perfectly. And I go, man, I'm never going to get a job there to this guy's goal. You know, because it wasn't, you know, it was only one black guy in the company that was getting pushed back then. And now you look at the roster. look at the roster now. If you don't see the change in the diversity that's happened over the years, and people could say, well, these guys ain't getting pushed equally and this and that, whatnot. Well, life isn't equal. You know what I mean? Everybody lives on a different rung in the society of life. But it's your job to try to scratch and pull your way up to the top of that ladder. And that's the only thing we could do at the end of the day. And hopefully we'll change it, make it a better place for the next guy that's coming up.
And I have always noticed how important it is for you to be a great role model. You know, the A&E biography that aired, that told your whole story, and you know, good, bad, and ugly, to see where you came from as opposed to where you are now is, you know, and not saying this to, you know, suck up or anything, but it truly is an inspiration for everybody, and especially the African-American community. How important is that for you to be a role model, you know, for everybody out there to look up to and say, you know, if I can be like that, I'm going to have a great life?
Well, I mean, being in this position, I feel like I have a responsibility, just because a lot of young people look up to me. I remember going to, you know, one of the parks that I used to go to all the time when I was a kid, and I went there as an adult when I was a wrestler, and I was just getting started. I think I was in WCW, and I was just hanging out at the park. I don't know, wanted to just feel like it felt like, you know, when I was a kid. And this kid walked up to me, and he recognized me and said, man, I want to be like you one day. And I was like, wow, you know, a kid wanting to be like me. And that really made me really understand the magnitude of the position that I was in. So I said, man, I got to use this. I got to try my best to do right as much as I possibly can through this journey. So some young kid that's watching Booker T, that want to be like Booker T, know exactly what route to take. I'm giving you the blueprint. All you got to do is just use it, and hopefully it'll work out for you. You're not going to hear about any scandals about Booker T. You're not going to hear any wild stories about Booker T. Not that it haven't been a lot of wild times. You just got to know how to, you know, play your role, do things, you know, the proper way. But as well as you got to know how to change your levels. You know, just because you act one way over here, you can't act that way over here. Just because you act one way over here, you can't act that way over here. So I just always have tried my best to be a role model for a young person coming up, if wanting to get into this business, or that's trying to figure out how to make it through life. If they read my book, From Prison to Promise, you know, I always talk about the guard. You know, when I left the prison yard, he said, I'll see you when you get back. You know, hopefully that'll motivate that young kid that, you know, perhaps, you know, maybe thinking about doing something and say, man, I don't want to go back. He ain't going to see me ever again, not in that situation right there. So for me, it's easy. It's easy because I know I was a kid once upon a time, and all I needed, the only thing I needed, I didn't do well in school. Not that I wasn't a smart kid, and I wasn't a dumb kid or anything like that, but I lost my parents when I was young. But the only thing I needed was a pat on the back. They said, man, you could do it. You could do this. And I never got that. And I had to teach myself how to give myself a pat on the back and be told I could do this.
Is that part of the reason that you started reality wrestling and doing training? That motivation to give people a pat on the back?
Well, that's part of it. But I started the school because I know how I started. It was $3,000, 8-week course. You know, you're not going to learn a whole lot in 8 weeks. So I said, man, I want to give these guys, these young guys a chance, a springboard at, you know, trying to get into business the proper way. My course is a 2-year course. So they can come in at 16, they'll be there to 18, you know, and they may not leave until they're 20, you know. So it's one of those things, as well as that pat on the back. I remember one time, one of my kids, he wasn't a wrestler. I made him a referee, and he did a great job one night. His dad was there, and we were in the back, and man, I ran up to him, I gave him a big hug, and I was patting him on the back. I said, man, you did an awesome job tonight, man, awesome. You know, he was, you know, maybe a little slow or whatever. And the kid started crying, and he started crying. He broke down right in, you know, front of his dad. And I was just wondering, had his dad ever given him a pat on the back and told him, great job? That right there, it goes a long way. And for me to be able to, you know, give students, you know, a chance. You know, like they called me, you know, one of my girls just called me a couple of days ago just for advice because she was getting ready to have a show, you know. And, you know, it's amazing to have these young people look up to me like that. And the thing is, I've done it. I've seen it. I've had a great time. And if I can, you know, motivate them to, you know, have that as well and to see that as well, it's awesome. I lose nothing from that. I get nothing but joy from that. It doesn't cost me anything to do that either, you know, and I'm not asking for anything back, you know, and the blessings just keep rolling in, man. We're doing a show in Vegas on the 19th in just a week. That right there is a blessing to be able to, like I say, showcase my guys. And these guys, these young guys, they put in the work. All of them put in the work in order for this to happen. So we're building something through all this mentorship that I'm putting there. We're building a great organization with a lot of powerful young people.
Of course. And that, of course, this is the Mark Hoke Show. We've got Booker T on, of course, Joe DeFalco and Andrew Fishfane over there. Joe's actually quiet. Joe, you have any questions for Booker T?
No, I'm going to be able to talk to him Thursday. He's doing a seminar at the school, and I met Booker many, many years ago when he did a seminar when one of our wrestlers, Rush, had a wrestling school, and Booker's trainer, Cowboy Scott Casey, was the trainer at the school, and he was always extremely nice, humble, and I remember about the seminar was it was the transition between WCW into WWF, and he was kind of sitting at home, and then all of a sudden, like 4 days before he showed up for the seminar, was when he made his first appearance at the, I believe it was Madison Square Garden at the WWF pay-per-view.
I tell you, man, I got a love for working with young people. Seminars is something I love doing. The last one I did, I talked for 4 hours straight, and My guy that was with me, he was like, "Book, we got to get out of here. We got to play the game." it's just all about, you know, I have a love for what I do here. I have a passion for what I'm so content being 56 years old. It's crazy.
Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
I'm not like one of these old guys that's like looking for one last run or anything. I'm so far past that, and I'm so content being where I am right now, working with young people and trying to build something special.
If they wanted you back for one more match, do you think you could do it?
You know, if it was Saudi money?
Sure, we'll make it Saudi money.
Absolutely, Crown Jewel next year.
You're worth it.
we can make it work.
That would be awesome.
I'm not looking to go out and wrestle or anything like that, but preparation is the only luck you're ever going to have, man. I'm sitting in the gym right now doing this interview, and as soon as I hang up, I'm probably going to do a few sets and, you know, playing some iron before I go play golf. I'm always thinking about staying who I am. You know, when I show up, I got to be Booker T. I can't show up looking like, you know, Mr. T. I'm serious, you know. So I'm always trying to stay on top of my game as long as I can, man, as long as God give me my health. I'm going to be in the gym training, trying to keep myself prepared to keep doing the work. And I always say, you know, I just ask God to give me enough time to finish my work. That's it. And I'll be ready to come home.
Well, you're not going to be home when you get out here to Vegas, that's for sure. And I've got my tickets. I am ready. What am I going to see when I come to the reality of wrestling event at the MGM Grand on the 19th?
I'll tell you, it's going to be a unique style show. It's going to be different than any show that you've been to. I could promise you that. One thing about what we do at Reality of Wrestling, we understand that we're doing the same thing every other wrestling organization is doing. But what we do at Reality of Wrestling is we just try to do it a little bit different. And we want you to, you know, look at it, check it out. Let us know what you think about it, first and foremost. But you're going to get a great show from Reality of Wrestling. You're going to see some of the best young talent that you have never seen before. You're going to go, wow, these guys are really, really good. They are next level. Guys like Will Alday, guys like Cam Cole, guys like the Mysterious Q, guys like Ed Stone, guys like the Savage King. They are unique talent, but we're going to have guys mixed in there. Kenny King says he's definitely going to show up. You know, Maserati say we're in Vegas and it's time to shine. She say the Diamonds Division is going on. Promise Braxton, Rachel Rose, I got to get a piece of the action. So it's all about everybody getting their champagne wishes and caviar dreams, like Martin Robin Leach used to say. We're going to have some fun on Friday night, first and foremost. We're going to have a whole lot of fun, and the reality of wrestling roster is going to showcase some of the best wrestling, pure wrestling that you've ever seen from a bunch of young talent there again that you have never seen before. I promise you, you're going to want to see them again.
I will definitely be there for that, and I cannot wait to see that, how different that is. And then 2 days after that, I don't know if you're going to be there, but Survivor Series obviously taking place, the big pay-per-view for the WWE.
I will be there.
You'll be there for that, too.
The kickoff. While I was looking forward to sticking around Vegas and checking out that Showtime, Sean Porter, Terrence Crawford, Throwdown. Man, I was looking forward to being right there at that extravaganza, but I got to get out of town and head to Survivor Series on Saturday night. But hey, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that as well.
I was just going to ask, the format of Survivor Series has changed over the years because now it's champion from each brand versus champion from each brand versus where it used to be just all five-on-five Survivor Series teams. Did you prefer one to the other?
You know, I like team matches a lot of times only because of the sake you can rest a whole lot. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, man. I was one of those guys that tried to do less as possible if I could. I didn't care about, you know, the finish sometimes, but I was a one-on-one guy. So I do like the one-on-one format, one brand against the other brand, mano a mano. Let's see exactly who the best is as far as brand supremacy go, because it always was a question, was Raw better than SmackDown? That's why I made it a point to bring SmackDown to relevance as King Booker when I rule with an iron fist the SmackDown kingdom. So, yeah, I like the singles format.
He just can't let that King thing go, can he? but it was so amazing.
Man, that was the greatest time of my career, I must say. I had a great career, but to finish it with my wife, man, you guys just don't understand, man. 17 years, you know, we've been connected at the hip, you know, and we're still doing it now with Reality of Wrestling. And we're a tag team that definitely will not be broken until the end. Seriously, so that really was the best time of my career.
That's amazing, and you definitely have two loyal subjects here, King.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
That's so awesome. Well, Booker, I know you got to get back out to that golf course. You got a lot of work to do today, so we'll let you get rolling. But of course, guys, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, as you can hear, Booker's excited. He's got a great promotion for Reality of Wrestling. It's going to be down at the MGM Grand Ballroom on Friday night, the 19th, coming up. Get down there. And you're going to get a chance to meet Booker, too. You're doing a little meet and greet there. And I'm looking forward to shaking your hand.
Before you let me out of here, what I want to do for you is,
yeah,
I want to give you 10 pair of tickets.
Give
away on your show. Okay, do that for me. Give away 10 pair of your tickets. We'll have them at Real Call for them. You give me the names, and I'll make sure they get in and have a great time as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you. We will definitely do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Booker, it was an honor to have you on the show. I greatly appreciated it, and we will look forward to catching you on next Friday. And Fish is going. I'm going.
And the seminar. Don't forget the seminar as well.
Joe, we got the seminar. You want to hype that real quick?
Yeah, we got the seminar. It's going to start about 6. I know we got to do the ring setup. So, you know, it's good working together. We're really looking forward to hopefully a longer-term relationship. And, You know, just so you know, I do play-by-play on our stuff at FSW. So if you happen to be short an announcer, I'm there for you.
Well, look here. We'll make it happen. That's reality wrestling. And no doubt, it's going to be a relationship that's going to go forward for quite some time, hopefully.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you can't get to Vegas, it is also going to be available on the Reality of Wrestling YouTube channel, so you can watch wherever you are across the planet.
Now, wait a minute. Make sure you put in there, you can watch it for free.
For free.
On the planet. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm just so excited about this Friday. This is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I'm sure.
I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you guys. I'm repping Reality Wrestling on November 19th. Like I said, it's going to be a great day. I'll be down the 18th, maybe the 17th, running around MGM Grand. So if anybody can see me, man, just stop, take a pitch, and, take a selfie, you know, get an autograph, whatever. I'm going to be open to the public.
All right. Well, Booker, thank you for coming on the show. We do appreciate it, and we will see you on Friday, buddy.
And I'll see you on Thursday.
You got it, bro. See you.
Take care, Your Highness.
All right. There you go, everybody. Booker T.
Everything you could have wanted.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. And you can see why he was successful. Not only the focus and the determination, but just a great guy.
I'm about to say a genuine human being, too. It's just, there's no pretense about it. You could see in how excited he is. He sounds almost as excited about bringing new wrestlers up to par and being out there as he was about his own career.
Yeah, and part of the fun is, too, when you've had success in an industry or a sport or something like that, being able to pass that on is something very special. And obviously, that's something Booker feels, and I'm sure Joe feels the same way.
What is that feeling, Joe, when one of your students has moved on to the big time?
It's being a proud papa. You know, when we saw Kevin Cross start, and you know, early on he got a tryout, and he got on Monday Night Raw, and then all of a sudden, you know, he got invited to the Schwarzenegger tryout. And he's talking about how, you know, Triple H has got a liking for him. Like, that's a great moment. You know, again, the younger talent, like, well, he mentioned the Usos. I was not aware that he trained the Usos. Well, we trained the other brother. So, you know, but the things that he said that resonate are the things that we try to say. You don't need to be the best athlete. I've seen guys walk through walk through the curtain. They walk through the front door, and it's like, oh my goodness, here's my next champion. You know, and you know they can't even get a match. It's heart, it's desire, it's you know being there all the time. The one thing that we had with Zoe Stark, she was there literally every day. She'd come in, we'd give her a key. She'd come in with, you know, a few of the other guys, and she'd train with Allison Danger, who is now a trainer at NXT, and Steve Corino's sister. And there's so many people, and Booker will tell you, you know, a lot of these guys will train, and we've seen guys, you know, that we've used that are pretty decent, and it's like, oh, how long have you been doing it? It's like 4 or 5 years, and it's like, our guys are doing it at 2 years, and they're superior to these guys. It's because of the fact that they're getting that opportunity. And it isn't only the trainer. It's making sure there's good people training alongside you. You know, it's like about taking the credit. Yeah, we give you that opportunity, but Cross and Zoe Stark and Solo Sikoa, all those guys, you know, they took advantage of the opportunity and they ran with it. You know, nobody's going to be given anything. You know, you want to be a pro wrestler. You can't say, well, I can't train 3 days this week because my job at Smith's or Target won't allow it. And it's like, I understand you need to make money. I understand you need to pay your bills. But if this is what your dream is, you have to find a way to be there because you're going to get bypassed. There's too much good talent. You know, it's like AEW went out and signed, whatever, 100 people. Well, guess what? There's another 100 more that have stepped up that when I'm putting together a show, I literally have way more options than I did when I started first running super shows in like 2014, 2015. you know, and you've seen those guys and where they are today. Like I said, we did an IWF show where pretty much everybody on the roster, it was Shane Strickland and Trevor Lee and Ricochet and Rich Swann and the Young Bucks and Drew McIntyre and Chris Hero, and the show was loaded. But those, there weren't that many more options. Now I can eliminate the top 50 guys, and the next 50 are just as good.
Is there anything that you can't teach somebody that they have to have that's innate?
You can't teach personality and character. What made Kevin Cross stand out immediately was not the fact that he was 6'4", 230 pounds at the time. And, yeah, he was in good shape and everything. But you can't teach somebody to be good in front of the camera, as they talk about that it factor. You know, when we first met Sean Ricker, who's now L.A. Knight, it factor. You know, Brian Cage, it factor. There was guys that you see that I bring in for shows that you know immediately there was something special about them. Not to say, you know, I've always said, if you're a great wrestler and you can't cut a promo, you're a mid-card guy. You know, everybody talked about how, I forgot which Armstrong, Brad Armstrong. Oh, he's one of the best technical wrestlers. But he couldn't cut a promo, and he had no character, so he was basically a jobber guy. Now, if you have a character and you can cut a promo, you only got to be a passable wrestler, and you could still be the heavyweight champion.
Yep. All right. Well, guys, we have got to wrap this thing up. But what a terrific show. What a terrific show. Hey,
Also, I talked with Impact. They said they're going to get us somebody next week. So.
Awesome. They're in town next week, too.
Oh, awesome. Oh, cannot wait.
So
yes, you know, we're hoping Heath Slater's available. But if not, we'll settle for, like, Moose or something.
That'll work. Hey, make sure you follow the show at Mark Hoke Show on Twitter, Facebook, The Mark Hoke Show. Download the podcast at markhokeshow.podbean.com or your favorite podcast outlet. They're all out there. Thanks to Booker T for being on. What an honor to have him on the show. Thanks, Fish. Thank you, Joe. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And, of course, if you want to check out what Joe's got going on, go to fswvegas.com. And, of course, go to markhokeshow.com.
And the FSW Network, new and improved.
There you go. So check that out. Thanks for being with us. We will see you next week. Have a great day, Vegas.